This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appeared at the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday. Ukraine exercised its right to self-defense, Zelensky said, adding, helping Ukraine with weapons in this exercise by imposing sanctions and exerting comprehensive pressure on the aggressor, as well as voting for relevant resolutions, would mean helping to defend the UN Charter. Wearing his signature army green, Zelensky traveled to New York to attend a meeting of the 15-member Security Council in person for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. With the lessons from last winter still fresh, Ukrainians are preparing for wintertime power outages caused by Russian attacks. Lesia Bakalets reports from Kyiv.
Marketing specialist Darina Chornomorets and her husband are stocking up for the winter. She started with one of the most essential items, food. This is a mix of family recipes, says Chornomorets. She counted that she had made about 40 cans of cucumbers, tomatoes and peppers. Chornomorets says this year she is taking the preparation process more seriously. She learned the hard way last winter when Russian forces attacked Ukraine's energy infrastructure and caused blackouts, the longest lasting for 2 days. Lesia Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
Azerbaijan claimed full control of the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region after local Armenian forces there agreed to lay down their weapons following the latest outbreak of fighting in the decades-long separatist conflict. Authorities in the ethnic Armenian region declared that local self-defense forces will disarm and disband under a Russian-mediated ceasefire. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tried to smooth over tensions at talks on Wednesday, hailing quote-unquote unbreakable ties despite Biden's concerns over the state of Israeli democracy. The veteran leaders shook hands against a backdrop of flags in New York as they met for the first time since Netanyahu was re-elected in December at the head of a hard-right government pushing controversial judicial reforms. Wednesday marked U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland's first testimony before Congress since two historic firsts: the department's criminal charges against a former U.S. president, Donald Trump, and against a sitting president's adult child, Hunter Biden. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday set the tone early during his opening remarks to the House Judiciary Committee on Capitol Hill.
I am not the president's lawyer. I will add, I am not Congress's prosecutor. The Justice Department works for the American people.
Defunding the FBI was another topic that came up during the hearing. Some hardline allies of Trump support the move in protest of the FBI's investigation into the January 6th Capitol attack. Garland warned against it, arguing that the threat would leave the nation vulnerable to the malign influence of the Chinese Communist Party and to domestic violent extremists.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Kevin McCarthy says there's still time left to do the seemingly impossible, avoid a government shutdown at month's end. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McCarthy has 10 days left to get a temporary funding bill passed.
It's not September 30th. The game is not over.
And he's not giving up.
I don't know if any of you ever played sports. Did you quit before the game was over?
But McCarthy has no clear strategy and no sure support, with hardline conservatives holding out in the Senate.
The answer for avoiding a shutdown is right in front of Speaker McCarthy, and he knows it.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says McCarthy must give up trying for a GOP-only solution and work across the aisle. Some House Republicans are doing just that on their own. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New court documents show Oscar Pistorius was eligible for parole in March under South African law. The double amputee Olympic runner may have been wrongly denied early release from prison due to an error by a court over when he began serving his sentence for murder. Pistorius was told at a March hearing he wouldn't be eligible until August next year. The court documents show that appears to have been an error. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.